Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Moonlight Madness. I'm your host, as always, Brian Dash. And today, I'm going to tell you about the scariest experiences I have ever done, such as me stopping and preventing two kidnappings, one of which I believe was a sex trafficker. Yes, you heard me right. And weirdly enough, see, I used to be a security guard at Chuck E. Cheese, and everyone's like, why were they gonna steal dough? Well, I used to laugh, thinking, fair point. But after these experiences, it got me thinking, was it to prevent someone stealing money, merchandise, dough, pizza, or your own children? Listen to this real-life experience of mine. When I say real-life, I don't mean like, oh, hey, some guy named, I don't know, Mr. Doofensmirtz said, sent the story. I mean, like, this is me, Brian Dash's actual experience. And let me tell you, I tell everyone this every time I tell a story, alright? Every time I tell this to someone, I say this. You know what the worst thing than not be, as you know, the worst thing about being a security guard is, I said, the worst thing isn't not knowing if you're doing your job right. The worst possible thing is getting confirmed that you're doing your job right, because usually that means you stopped something serious or something illegal or both. Goes hand in hand. So, sorry, I'm getting my bed ready. This is what happened. I was at Chuck E. Cheese and watching the animatronics. I think it was summertime. Yes, because it was going, Chuck E. Cheese Summer is out of this world. It was going through the, I think, the last part. And I just saw this kid crying. And I've been working on the job for about probably little, either 6 months or close to a year, and not that long. And, but at Chuck E. Cheese, real fast, you learn different sounds and different pitches of kids crying. So yeah, a bratty cry is just, it has no certain pitch, just out there. It's just like, you know, as in the same, I don't want to leave, but I'm going to cry, and I'm like a terrible person. And I'm just like, oh, great. Okay, we gotta keep crying. Then there's another cry, which is terror, which is usually a long, wailing cry, which is either extreme sadness, but sadness has more of a kind of like a weeping than a long wail. It's more, you know, a screaming cry of a kid that's sad is, and then a terror is like that. You can tell when you've been in a security guard, especially at Chuck E. Cheese. You learn these different sounds. Look at Walmart, I remember these sounds, so I know what to look out for. And that's probably a good thing. But this is the scary part that happened. Okay? You know, parents let their kids just run off and do whatever the heck they want. Why? Because it's Chuck E. Cheese. They're like, oh, it's safe. Who's going to go into the Chuck E. Cheese and take a child? Well, let me ask you this. So a lot of people ask me that. I tell them this. Kids are everywhere there. It's a pedophile and sex trafficker's playground. That's their payday right there. They'll go there and take your kids. Now, I'm not saying don't go to Chuck E. Cheese. I'm saying help the employees out and make sure your kids are in sight. Because if I haven't just looked the other way or not stick my neck out, because some don't anymore, then they could have lost their kids and never got them back. Or if they did get them back, they wouldn't have got them back, most likely alive. So, I remember I was on guard one night, just none of my business, listening to animatronics. Back when they had them, we don't have them anymore. I'm still mad about that. I'm still gonna, I don't know, cry about it in the middle of the night. I love the animatronics, okay? But I'm getting ahead of myself. This is serious time, not a joke. So, I was listening to animatronics when we had them, listening to the songs. Maybe sing along, because after a little bit, you're bored and have nothing else to do. So you decide to enjoy the songs, or learn to like them. I don't like the Unicorn Scientist for a day, though. That's not going to change. That's when I saw a kid cry. And I remember the kid coming in for a birthday party. Near close. The part of that woman that had her in his arms, or, well, I don't know, she's dragging him out by the wrist. I know she had a little too tight grip on her wrist and looked like she was looking around at people, trying to make sure she wasn't being watched. Okay, maybe she has some sort of mental illness or something, or she's just kind of inattentive, maybe she's just, like, embarrassed by her kid, you know, maybe. And so I decided, you know what, just in case, I just need to keep an eye and just make sure things are right. Then, she said something that really, really made me know, hey, something ain't right, is, stop it, you little brat. I'm just myself, that is not something a mother would call her child, even if he was being a brat. So, I didn't confront her, I just kept my eyes on her. Just kept watching. Keep my eyes peeled. And then she said this that got me like, oh, yeah, something's wrong. She said, come on, let me take you to Disney. I'm like, okay, there's no way you're going to go Chuck E. Cheese and take him to Disney. I mean, and we're in Springfield, Missouri. You're not going to drive that far. And it's late. They parked it. By the time you get this point of view, 2-3 a.m. in the morning. If you're lucky, it'll probably be 2 days before you reach Disney. No, you're not going to Disney. Not unless you're like, never had to sleep. Which, I always wonder how can a pedophile sleep at night. That's why one reason. So, then at the end I was like, well, maybe she's going to take a trip now. Maybe that just did this to get the kid tuckered out so they could drive all night. I don't know. Maybe. That's what my parents sometimes used to do. Do something big with me so I'd sleep on the way and just tell their hair. And I thought, well, that's kind of wise. Yeah, I can understand that. So, my job is to check the hand, alright? And so, I said, hey there! She said, what? Immediately, I'm like, okay, that's a little odd. I just said, hey there, and you just said, what? Either you hate people or you're up to something. I said, oh, nothing, just want to say, I hope you had fun at Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah, whatever, let's go. And I'm like, ma'am, I need to check your child's hand, you know, protocol. That's my job. She's like, you better let me through the store before I get physical. And immediately I'm like, you, ma'am, really? I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, I know Kung Fu, Judo, Jiu-Jitsu, Taekwondo, and Karate. So if you want to take me on, go for it. But I couldn't say that. So I said, ma'am, I'm just doing my job. You see your hand, that's it. And she said, we don't have a stamp. It rubbed off. I said, and I was like, oh, okay, yeah. Because, yeah, sometimes the stamps do rub off. That has happened before. Well, that's fine, that's fine. Alright, do you happen to have a picture of your child, preferably taken before today? Or taken in front of Chuck E. Cheese? You know, preferably you and the child, you know, if you can. She said, oh, I don't have a picture of... This really gets me. She didn't say my kid. She says, I don't have a picture of this kid. This kid. Let's say again. The one that said she was the mother said, I don't have a picture of this kid. I'm sorry. I'm a sister. Now, if you ever tell to your child about this kid, you shouldn't be a mother to that child. I'm just saying it now. But that really got to me. I'm like, okay, that's a red flag. And so I said, can you at least let us check the security camera? We just want to make sure, because this is technically a person's playground. They want to do something to a kid that's very bad and disgusting. I'm not saying you are, man. I'm not saying you are. No. I don't think you are. You know, I really was. I'm like, it's just, you know, I just want to make sure. She's like, let me out the GD door now. And right then I knew, okay, yeah. She's not the mom. So I looked her dead in the eye and I said, now you look here, man. You can get out of this store. But I am not, under any circumstances, in any way, shape, or form, gonna let that kid live with you. Because I know you are not his mother. I'm gonna take the kid out with you. You're gonna have to go through me. What's it gonna be? So she said, stay here, this guy's not gonna let me leave with you. Later on, I found out something. The parents didn't even know where the kid was at the point. They were too busy talking and texting. Their kid, if I wasn't paying attention, almost got adopted, probably put into sex trafficking, or raped and murdered because if I was not paying attention. And from that moment forth, I took my security shift, even though I tell her I took it seriously, I took it even more seriously. Here's the second story. And this is another story that still keeps me up at night, so I don't think I'm going to be sleeping much. I was on guard duty again. I think this was about not too long before I was about to move on to Walmart. Like about probably 6-7 months. So I was on guard duty, doing my job. And this older woman had a child in her hands. And there's only what, 2-3 families in the store that day. And I said, hello? She said, hi, how are you? Come on, dearie, let's go. I said, oh, hold on. I have to check your stamp. And I knew she wasn't the mother. She said, oh, well, I'm part of the family. I said, are you their mother? She says, no, I'm not their mother. I'm the grandma. I'm going to take them to see their mom. She's in that Bed Bath Beyond place. That was before they closed. Bed Bath Beyond. And I said, that's all fine and dandy, ma'am, but I still need to check your wrists. So she showed me her wrist, like, 5 seconds and pulled back after I shut my light. Like that. As in, okay, I showed you my wrist, but I don't want you to see the number. Because we stamped everyone with a different number. And I was the only guy that literally just changed the stamp every single time. And that's when I realized. Because the kid showed me her, and the kid was looking at me like, saying silently, please help. I'm like, okay, I'm getting weird vibes here, and this kid's leaving me feel like, oh no. So, I looked at the kid again, and the kid looked at me as I'm saying, I need help. So I'm like, I slowly give the kid like a little nod as I'm saying, don't worry, I'll take care of things. And the kid just still looked like he didn't want to be there. Sorry, she didn't want to be there. Kid is a female. I never had a boy on the big kid now. I had a grandpa try to persuade his grandson to steal from us, which, yeah, I threw that guy out. Like, when I said throw out, I didn't mean like I legitimately told him, get out of the store or I'm calling the cops to check. So I literally told him, out of the store, or I'll make sure someone gets you out of the store. Alright. that's a different story. So I'll tell you that story after this one. So, like I was saying, big red flag there. Because I looked at the kickstand, and they had different stamps. Different stamps. So, I'm like, okay, yeah, something isn't right. I didn't say that, but I thought it big time. And I'm like, alright, ma'am, I'm sorry to tell you this, but you and the kid don't have the same stamp. Well, I came in separately from them. I came for the birthday party. And I knew that was a big bunch of hogwash. There wasn't even a party that day. And part of it was like, okay, you are definitely, like, gonna do something bad if you just threw that line out there. I'm like, no, I think that's up. You are a stupid idiot if you think I'm going to fall for that. I'm the security guard. I am the first person that the manager said, hey, we got a party. So we have party people. I'm told before the party as a security guard, especially since I held the rank of head security guard at the pizzeria. I would have been chief, but I declined that because I don't want to be scared of camera all day. But yeah. I was the top dog of the security team. They told me everything before they told anyone else, even the party people, even the chief party people. Even the party planner themselves. I was told before anyone else when a party was, what time it began, and what time it ended, and what the schedule was. I was also told about, you know, DoorDash and stuff like that when that would arrive for the employees so I could call them up. And if anything went wrong, my job was to call or stop it. So that woman started to drag the child out the doors as I tried to tell them, hey, you got a different stamp. You got to show me a picture before today. She said, no, I don't. And then I heard the kid say something that horrified me. Big time. Where's mommy? I want mommy. Where's my daddy? I want my daddy. And right when I heard that, I'm telling you, stormed through the ropes, yanking them off the chain, and held the door shut. And she said, you better get away. I said, no, you better let that kid go. She said, what are we going to do? I'm like, anything I can. When it comes to kid safety, I don't give two craps about my job. When there is a kid's life and safety, that's my first priority. And as a security guard, I'll be honored to lose my job knowing I was doing the right thing. She said, you better let me out through these doors. I said, fine. But you better let go of that kid now. She said, no. So I said, I need a manager up here immediately. We got a woman that's trying to leave with a kid that isn't her. She's like, you better let me out. And I said, she's getting violent. And she said, you better let me out. I said, you better let go of the kid. She said, you better let me out right now. I said, let go of the kid or I'll yank his hand out of your hand. She said, you can't touch me. I'm like, I'll touch your hand and pull off the kid if I have to. I don't give a crap about the job at this point. So she let go of the kid and left. Little did I know, there was rumors that people saw her on TV as a sex trafficker on the loose. And it scared me when I found that out. Thinking, that I was there, the only line of defense between that kid and being a sex slave. And I see at Walmart all these missing kids reports. And you know what really scares me? Some of those missing kids reports, I know. I've seen those faces at Chuck E. Cheese. And knowing that I stopped those kids from leaving people, people that isn't their own, to that. Scares me. It really does scare me. And at Walmart, I can't tell you how many times someone says, my kid isn't with me. I cannot find my child. And when I hear that, I can't help but start breathing heavily and tell, I literally get the manager's command saying, tell me what the kid looks like and if they were seen with someone or someone was following them. Tell me what the description looks like, but tell me what the kid looks like. And they will. And I told the people at Walmart that I was the head security guard at Chuck E. Cheese, and they understand that. They understand my fears, my nightmares I've been living through. Knowing that if I turn my back for a few moments, it could have been life or death for a kid. And let me tell you, I don't want any kid to go through that. Ever. Not with them or their children. Or their children's children. I want to stop it if I can. And that's why I decided to start the Warriors and Defenders of the Lilac System. So I can stop that from happening even when I'm not on duty. Because if I don't work somewhere, I have nowhere to stop someone. I want to make a name that I'm always going to be. When it comes to protecting people, women, and children, I'm always on duty. That's my daily obligation. I don't work at Chuck E. Cheese anymore. I have some days off when I'm not doing anything. But that should be everyone's job, is making sure that the kids grow up safely. That women are not taken advantage of. That domestic abuse is extinct in this world. I'll play my part. And if it comes down to it, I'll die to keep everyone safe. This is a different story. I will say, though, there were multiple unconfirmed kidnappings. Those two were the two confirmed ones I had in a year and a half. But there's also multiple unconfirmed kidnappings as well that I've stopped. But that's not what we're going to talk about tonight. I'm going to tell you two more stories. One of the stories is, one time, a grandpa and a toddler came in, and they were taking wristbands, three of them, and the grandpa told his grandson, put those in your pocket, boy, put those in your pocket, and I said, sir, did you buy a wristband? He said, yeah, right here, I have the receipt. I said, oh, you bought two, one for your grandson, one for you. That's nice. Now you can return the ones you stole. He said, we didn't steal any. I said, prove it. Pull your pockets inside out. He said, you can't legally tell us. I said, you better do it or I'm going to assume that you did steal something. He said, fine. He pulled out, what? Oh, that's weird. He pulled out the wristbands in his pockets. Lay them there and said, there you go. See ya. And he walked off. I said, And the kid, like, take those things out of your pocket. I had no idea he had them in there. I said, yeah, I'm sure. I said, hold on 1 second, sir. Let me just... I took the wristband from the kid, put it in the basket. I said, all right, And he was eyeing that basket. I said, hold on, let me just move this behind the counter. There we go. Underneath, under the shelf. Close the drawer. There we go. He looked at me with anger. He was not happy. And he didn't take in the wristband that day. There's also another one where a kid was trying to claim that he had a gold ticket, because we handed it out during Christmas, that he had a gold ticket in his hand, and he wanted to take the ticket that he was given and take the machine out. He didn't have a ticket. I didn't give him a ticket. And also, they have to show me the ticket before they go. And I don't give them a ticket every time they'll even come back in. I give them the ticket one time a day if they come in. And I have to buy something before they get the ticket. That's how I realized something. They're trying to steal our kid machine. They pushed the cart in. I said, sorry, you can't do that. They pushed the cart in, and those two idiots ran out. Fun fact, I recognize them. They started harassing me at Walmart and got some handcuffs. I don't know if those kids are listening to my podcast right now, but if they are, I have one thing to say. Die in jail. Okay, that's rude. I shouldn't say that. Rot in jail. There we go. Yeah, rot in jail. You have to like that. Harass me, my friend. Made fun of my friend because he was autistic. I'm autistic too. My first story was about bioorganic robots. So yeah. And then Tony was about human characteristic animals. So anthropomorphic animals. And a girl from alternate universe that somehow got into our world and then went back to her own dimension. Yeah, I made some weird stories. But I thought outside the box and people love them. Anyway. Apart from that. Let's get that. Anyway, thank you so much for this video. I guess the moral of this video is, cherish your kids and keep your eyes on them. Because you never know when. You may look away for a minute, and you'll never see your children ever again. So cherish them and keep your eyes on them. They are the most precious thing in the world. Don't let someone take your miracle away. Again, thank you for watching this video. If you liked the video, please press the like button on the side box. As always, high fives all around. Thank you again for watching. Of course, if you want more videos from me, do know where, because I'm a workaholic for the fiction addiction. Thank you for watching this video, and I'll see y'all next time. And if you're again, thank you and good night. And of course, if you want to succeed with your dreams, then reach towards the sky, because the stars limit. Thank you for watching. And again, keep your eyes peeled out there, because the madness never ends. And watch out out there, because the world is exactly a strange one. And I'll see y'all next time in the next video. Thank you again. And of course, have a good night. And it was like 6:32 in the morning.